Okay. Good morning, everybody. Yom Shishi, Erev Shabbat. Yom Kippur getting closer and closer. So last time we learned Perek Hamishi, chapter number 5 of Hilchot Teshuvah, which seemingly doesn't actually have much to do with Teshuvah. I'm not sure if the word Teshuvah is even mentioned. But what the Rambam has done is to place in the very heart of Hilchot Teshuvah a beautiful and in-depth discussion of Bechira Chofshit, of free will, and his absolute insistence that every human being, in fact what it means to be human, what is unique to mankind, is that he or she has Bechira Chofshit, has free will. Each one of us can choose which path we wish to go down, whether a good path, whether a bad path. And we spoke about how, obviously, it's not by accident that of all places the Rambam puts this here, that Teshuvah is not only dependent upon free will and dependent upon human freedom, but perhaps it even is freedom. What Teshuvah means is the decision to place oneself in a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to return to Hashem in that way. That's why we don't command about Teshuvah. Why Teshuvah, according to some, according to the Rambam, a mitzvah, because you can't command a person to obligate themselves. Only once they have put themselves into that relationship, then do the mitzvot take place. Towards the end of chapter 5 and chapter 6, the Rambam deals with various questions which people could raise against the idea that mankind has free will. Firstly, there are verses in the Torah that seem to possibly imply otherwise, like Hashem hardening Paro's heart. The real difficult question that the Rambam deals with is how can free will also work hand in hand with the idea that God is all-knowing, and God doesn't only know what's going on now, but God is also understanding of the future. If God knows what I'm going to do in the future, then isn't that predestined that I'm going to do that which God knows that I'm going to do? And I mean, maybe it's just worth looking at the language. The very final halacha in Perek Hey, so page 24 on this. Shema Tomar, perhaps you'll say, V'halo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yodeh Ma Kol Shiyihyeh. God knows everything that's going to be. B'kodem Shiyihyeh, and before it will be. Yada Shizeh Yiyeh, the person is going to be tzadik or loy, yada, could it be that he's not going to know? Im yada hu yihyeh tzadik, if God knows that a person is going to be righteous, if shal shelo yihyeh tzadik, then it's impossible that he won't be righteous. V'im tomar, and if you'll say, lost the place myself. V'im tomar, and if you'll say, Shiyadashi tzaddik, that he knows he's going to be a tzaddik, v'efshar shiyeh rasha, it's possible that he will become a rasha. Harei lo yada hadavar al buruya, then did God not know the matter? Da, and I'm not sure of any other place in Mishnah Torah where the Rambam uses a phrase like this. The Rambam is normally completely confident that he can give you the answer to the most difficult questions. He says here, da, shetshuvat she'ela zu, that the answer to this question of how can we at the one time be free and at the same time know that God knows the future of what we're going to be, Aruka me'eretz midah urchava mineyam. The answer is longer than the earth and wider than the breadths of the oceans. V'kama ikarim gedolim v'harim ramim taluim ba, and so many great principles and mighty mountains are dependent on it. And this is fascinating language about tzarich ata leida, but you need to know, ulahavin b'davar zeh, and understand this thing sha'ani omer, that I'm telling you, kvar bi'arnu perek sheni mihilchot yisodei Torah, but explained earlier, sh'hakadosh baruch hu eino yodea mideya shehi chutz mimenu, that God does not, there is no knowledge that is outside of God, k'bnei adam shehem v'da'atam shnaim, which unlike mankind, where knowledge can be sort of outside of us, elohu yitaleh shemo v'da'ato echad, rather he is a complete unity, v'ein da'ato shel adam yecholo lahasig d'var zeh, and human comprehension can just not understand God's, the concept of God's knowledge. In a similar way to the way in which man can't understand what God's mind is, quoting the verse in Shemot, because man cannot see me and live, so too, it's impossible for man to really arrive at an understanding of his Creator. So that's, he doesn't really give you an answer. He just says that it's beyond our comprehension to understand how the two can correspond with one another. As far as I know, that's the only place where the Rambam ever will give gives an answer like that. Perek Vav, chapter 6, really carries on dealing with a few questions of how teshuvah can, free will can be compatible with various questions against it. I think we're going to jump to Perek Vav and go to Perek Zion, chapter 7. I can't remember, this might have been Rav Lichtenstein who said this, but it might have been somebody else. Regardless, it's probably true. There is unlikely any chapter which is in all of Mishneh Torah, I don't know how many there are, probably thousands of chapters in Mishneh Torah, which are more poetic and more beautiful and a more wonderful use of language and emotional expression than chapter 7 of Hilchot Teshuvah. Right, this is where the Rambam like lifts himself to the level not of philosophy and not of halacha, but to the level of poetry. Okay, so if you haven't read chapter 7 of Hilchot Teshuvah before, then Ashreichem, you're in for a wonderful experience.
I was going to say before that, I've been waiting for chapter 7, you hyped it up.
Oh, I've been waiting, so you haven't read it, okay. Well, I hope it lives up to... I hope it lives up to expectations. Okay, perhaps we won't even get to the peaks of the poetry today, but we'll definitely start it. Perek Shvi, page 28, bottom of page 28. Everyone got the place? Ho'il urshut kol adam natuna li'am. Since mankind has free will, and now the Rambam is making the link between the preceding chapters and the reason why he's spoken about free will at such great length. Since mankind has free will, yishtadel adam la'asot teshuvah, man must strive to do teshuvah, v'lihit vadot, and to do vidui, confession, b'fif, verbally, mechata'av, from his sins, v'linor kapav, mechatato, and to remove his hands from his sins, k'dei shi'amut v'hu bal teshuvah v'yizkei l'chayei olam haba, in order to die as somebody who is not immersed in sin, but as a bal teshuvah. Lo'olam yireh adam atzmo, in always a man must see himself, funny that language, right, what's it remind you of? Yireh Adam, it's more, sounds like Pesach language, right? Ke'ilu hu noteh lamut, as if he's about to die. Right? We've spoken about the Rambam's intensity in the past, and you know, he's not, just a nice, moderate thing. Is this it? Let's try to take that seriously for a moment, right? Some of you aren't even 20, right? But, like, to see, after. Take a deep breath to say it. I don't know if it's possible for us to do it. To see yourself as if you're about to die. Just say it to yourself. Verbalize it to yourself. Don't say it out loud if you don't want to, but just read the Rambam out loud to yourself. To see yourself as if you're about to die. V'shema yamut b'shato, v'nimtza omed b'chata'av. And right now, you've got something about yourself that you're not proud of, that you're ashamed of. You want to die with that on you? Lefikach yashuv mechata'av miyad. Therefore, leave it right now. Now is the time. There might not be a tomorrow. I mean, maybe it's more difficult for us to understand this than any other preceding time, given health, given security, given medicine, given length of life and quality of life. Sometimes it's nice to say it, but teshuvah is one of the most serious things. It can happen. Chalila, chas v'chalila. But of course you know that, you know, there could be a friend, a close person, someone in your family who is here one day and gone the next. Not when they're in their 90s, but when they're 19. You want to die at your best. Follow your mom and don't say to yourself, "Kasha azkin, when I become old, ashuv, then I'll become a better person." Shema yamut terem shi azkin. What if you die before you become old? I'm not sure if you can live with this. I don't know if anybody can live with that first word in that halacha, la'olam, always living with that in mind, right? Always thinking you're about to die. Maybe that would be a bit too much, but it's definitely worth entertaining the idea. Al tomar gimel, don't say. And by the way, cut in at any point. Everyone follow Dana's lead, okay? Don't be embarrassed to say things. Well, maybe I'll ask a question. Does anybody think that they can live with that even briefly, halacha bet? Huh?
It's actually YOLO.
I guess I'm significantly older than all of you. What is YOLO?
YOLO, it's like, you only live one.
Sorry?
It's
But what's it? What's it mean?
Yeah, but it means like get the most experiences in as possible.
Yeah, but that right.
A little bit of the opposite
friend of mine.
A little bit of the opposite.
Where it's like it has a countdown of.
It's also not. It's actually I think completely the opposite. Only because
it's a little bit scary.
Don't only live once. We have a life in the next world, so we have to be okay here so that we can have a better life in the next world. So if we probably only live once and like do whatever you want here, but if we believe we live twice, then we believe that you should not do whatever you want here so that you can. Have the best spot in the next.
Countdown
it's completely
opposite. What's the life though? Is it like?
Definitely. In some, firstly, the Rambam says it's not something you should be thinking about that much. Secondly, you know, there is a very strong stream in Judaism. I would argue the mainstream is certainly the Tanakh, and I think it's the Rambam that says that this world is not just a corridor to the next world, but this world is the world. Yeah, Jason.
I'm saying, I think it's right. Like the Sunday talking, like we go through all the different. Like we said, like cool, I will live and blah blah blah. I was like thinking for them, like, is that really true? Because how many people? Like, yes, there are exceptions where you have very old people and you have very young people, unfortunately dying. But for the most part, no matter how good or bad you are, it seems like up to an extent, like we go through, kind of like you're gonna live this year. Like no matter, like we go through this whole process. And it's interesting because most people, like young people, obviously there are exceptions, unfortunately, but most people are gonna live throughout that year, no matter what kind of person they are. So just kind of.
Look, you know, it's definitely worth thinking about what is the difference between trying to think these thoughts in the 21st century and in the 12th century. Now, for those of you who learned Avelut with us last year, Rabbeinu Yerucham kept a special kriya garment, meaning he was tearing kriya so often because so many people would die around him that like he didn't have enough clothes to always be tearing kriya on them, so he kept the special one that he'd put on when people would only, I mean, obviously we don't live with that today. Donna?
I think I've reconciled it. So, like, you have to feel like you're always dying, so that's, like, why you have to do teshuva. But the YOLO is, like, the positive of it. You always have to do mitzvah.
Right, certainly. Eric, you're fine?
Yeah, I like that.
Okay, I mean, here's Eric's super intense app.
What is it?
This is on the assumption that you're living to 120.
Oh,
and the countdown. How long we've got.
There's a countdown.
Obviously, this is massively optimistic. You're going to be, living to 120.
I'll tell you what's scarier. There's a thing online that calculates
I mean, it's a little
how many people
have like 120.
You need an app for that?
I didn't make the app.
I mean, there you go. This is the physical.
I saw an article the other day that
on your own
screen. 115.
Well, on the contrary, the Rambam wouldn't like that because the Rambam says, "Oh, it's fine. I've got 98 years to do teshuva."
Well, it's so scary.
Wait, don't you have 98 years?
I know, but that app only went up until.
Are you ever like doing
the okay. Okay, so someone develop a Jewish one. Okay, Gimel. This comes now to a question I believe Dana raised early on in our study. Al Tomal, don't say, "She'ein teshuva ela me'averot shiyesh behen ma'aseh." Don't say that there is only teshuva from averot which are concerned with actions, kagon znut, vegezel, gneva, whether sexual actions or theft. El kashem shetzarich adam lashuv me'elu. Rather, just as a person needs to depart or return from these, kach hu tzarich lachapes bedeot ra'ot sheyesh lo. It's not just about actions, also the characteristics that a person has, right? Negative. Attributes in a person's personality, teshuva from them as well. V'lashuv min hakas, to cease being an angry person, min ha'eva, from enmity, min hakina, from jealousy, min ha'itur, meridifut ha'mamon, v'hakavod, running after money and glory, meridifut ha'machlot, right, somebody who just is a glutton, v'koyotze behem, min ha'kol tzarich lachzor b'tshuva, from all of these things a person needs to repent from. Right, the idea of teshuvah, not only from actions, this vidui pesing, I've done this wrong, but rather teshuvah from attributes. Ve'elu ha'abonot, and these are sins, kashim me'otam sheyesh bahem ma'aser. This is significantly more difficult than things which we have actually physically done. Things which we've physically done, then we can say, okay, I won't go back to that again. But to say that actually I won't to uproot problematic personality traits, that's a whole lot more difficult. Shebezman sha'adam nishka ba'elu, because at a time when a person is immersed, embedded in them, kashehu lifrosh mihem, it's so difficult to remove themselves from them. Va'ali dame adam, maybe we'll finish with this one, a person shouldn't imagine. Ani de adam bal teshuva. Shehu meruchak mima'alat ha-tzadikim. A person who is a bal teshuva shouldn't imagine they are distant from the level of the righteous. Mipnei ha'avonot va'achata'ot she'asa, because of the sins and avirot that they've done. Ein hadavar ken, it is not like this. Ela ahuv ve'nechmadhu lifnei ha-bore. A bal teshuva is beloved, is pleasant before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki'ilu lo chata me'olam, as if they have never sinned. V'lo od, not only this, ela shescharo harbeh, there is great reward. Shehari ta'am ta'am chet, a person such as this has experienced the taste of sin. V'peirash mimenu, and is separated from it. V'kavash yitzro, has conquered their inclination, right? In a certain sense, therefore, is greater than the one who has never sinned. Amru chachamim, said the sages, makom sheba'ali teshuva omdim, the place where the repentant stand. Ein tzadikim gamurim yecholim la'amot bo, even the most righteous, not ba'ali teshuva, cannot stand. Klomar, ma'altam gdola mima'alot elum. Their height, their level, is greater than those who have never sinned. Shelo chatu me'olam, mipnei shehem kovshim yitzram yoter mehem, they conquer their desire more than they do. Shakach, everybody should have a powerful Shabbat Shuva, and we'll pick up next week halfway through Perek Zayin.